So, I'm talking to...
Bridget Quinn. You know me, John.
And what have you done?
I have done a book, a novel. I wrote a book.
Where in between getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning and raising children, and did you get a chance to write a book?
I actually wrote it a while ago. That's when I had retired, allegedly, from broadcasting to take care of my family, and I was home, and I found that I had a little time here and there. I'm used to getting up early, so I started writing in the morning.
And it's fiction.
It is one. Yes, I'm glad you asked, John. It is 100% fiction.
But based on?
I guess it captures the spirit, right, of working in the news business, in particular the cable TV news business, where I did work for a number of years. But no, all the characters are straight up made up.
Well, the inspiration was?
The inspiration was, I guess, sort of humorous observations while I was working in the TV news business.
About politicians, fellow newscasters?
I would say fellow newscasters. It's not really any sort of a political thriller. It's not anything like that. It's a rom-com, I guess you would say.
It's called?
It's called Anchored. And get it? So clever, right?
Moderately so. It's set in the newsroom?
It is set in the newsroom. It focuses on a newscaster who meets her new co-anchor and thinks he is going to be her competitor, but winds up kind of falling for the guy.
And how does this develop? Are they competitors? Are they lovers? Are they both?
You have to read the book, John. John, you have to read the book. You think I'm going to give it away? What am I, a rookie?
We need a taste.
Let's just say their relationship develops over the course of the book.
How are the ratings?
The ratings?
For the fictional? For the fictional cable TV.
They're not very good at first. Uh-huh. They are not good at all at first. But then there's a dramatic event, you see, which changes things. But you got to read the book to find out.
Okay. How do I read the book?
How do you read the book?
I know you're giving me a free copy, autographed, but how does everyone else read the book?
You're giving me a chance to plug it. It is an ebook and a paperback available on Amazon.com. You can pre-order it before the official publication date. So you can go and click and get yourself a copy on pre-order right now.
What are the trials and tribulations of writing this type of long form as opposed to what we do when you've got to tell a story in a few seconds?
The hardest thing about it is using adjectives. It's true. You know, we're not supposed to do that. And really to describe a scene in greater detail and knowing when to describe a person's physical characteristics or things like that. It was challenging.
Yeah. I mean, you switch back and forth between news writing and writing this fiction?
Right now, well, not really. I mean, I'm done.
I know you said you're semi-retired, but are you able to do that? Is that a...
I will say this. I think it was easy to come back writing in the news business after having written a novel, because that writing can be so tedious. And you know what we do. We write for speed and accuracy, of course, but we don't have to write long prose.
Right. But I know just from doing the blog every week for the Radio Fremontone, which is longer form, at times I get to the end of the page, I'm like, what else can I say? I've said it all.
Well, that's true, because we're used to writing tight and getting to the point and telling the story succinctly and quickly.
So was this like a pleasure to be able to go on and on a bit?
You know, it's funny. I did study writing in school, and so many writers, they agonize. They hate it. I really enjoyed it. I like being at my happy little typewriter, as we used to say, and writing. It's great fun.
You did not suffer for your prose.
I did not suffer for my art, John. It was a whole lot of fun making stuff up, let me tell you.
Did the kids ever come in and say, Mom!
Oh my God, are you kidding? All the time. No respect. They don't. When you're writing, they don't think you're working. They think you're just staring at the computer screen.
when you were finally done, you said...
And then I had to do rewrites.
That's right. Was it Hemingway who said all writing is rewriting, or somebody like that?
I think he was the guy who wrote drunk but edited sober, something like that, wasn't he?
Is that what you did? or vice versa?
With the kids at the breakfast table, sure. No.
And this is something that you always wanted to do?
It is something that... No, maybe not. Maybe not really. I just, I've always loved writing, but I didn't really think I was ever going to write a novel.
No, huh?
Nope.
And when did the idea just pop into your head?
I think when I was home and had some time to think about my adventures and during my career, and that's probably when I had the idea.
So that was the break between what, Fox or...
That was after I had worked at MSNBC and Fox, and before I came back to radio.
So you got the break, you got the inspiration. It was a perfect time to do it. Amazon.com anchored.
I love it. Thank you. Great plug.
Which character is most like me?
The John Montone character? That would be the dark, mysterious stranger, John.